The Vietnam War documentary is being billed as a rare cultural milestone, at least for veterans of the war. The filmmakers Ken Burns and Lynn Novak have been planning the series since 2006, meaning their production process for the series is about as long as the declared conflict.
I remember my knees shaking, and I was saying, holy smokes, I'm going into war.
It's designed to be intense.
And then I got hit.
Maybe too intense for some Vietnam vets. Henry Peterson is a chaplain at the VA in San Diego. He counsels people with PTSD. He surveyed them to find out who'll be watching.
Some are going to watch it, few will. It could bring back some memories that they don't want to deal with. And again, it may surface some things that they may need to deal with.
Tina Mays, a staff psychologist at the VA in San Diego, says almost anything can trigger the vivid, aggressive thoughts associated with PTSD. A door slam, the smell of diesel.
It can literally be anything, anything that somebody says, the way they say it.
News, films, and documentaries are among the most common triggers.
I would say that majority of the veterans I work with, they try, when their symptoms are high, they're actively avoiding any media.
Vietnam vets are particularly vulnerable. Most were not treated early. PTSD treatment evolved after this group of vets were home from the war. In the 1970s, the VA was often unwelcoming. Society in general appeared at best uninterested in the plight of returning vets. Older Vietnam vets in particular have among the highest rates of suicide.
Honestly, we don't know exactly why, but there is some research that suggests that one of the reasons is because of the way that they were received when they came back. That was unlike any other conflict.
This group of vets can live for decades with the symptoms of untreated PTSD, like the aggression that feels like it comes out of nowhere. Larry Taylor is a combat veteran of Vietnam.
I would say my own wife has suffered post-traumatic stress just in her relationship with me and the war that I fought in.
Before he was treated, he coped by avoiding his triggers. He didn't see Apocalypse Now, Deer Hunter, then the original Gulf War blanketed TV.
4, 3, 2, 1, impact.
Boom, there's a hit.
Still, Taylor wouldn't seek treatment for another decade. Now he's the lead mental health chaplain at the VA in San Diego, and he plans to watch the 18-hour-long documentary.
I think today I know the difference between a bad memory and reliving a situation. And I'm fortunately not reliving things the way I once did.
His guidance for vets is don't feel obligated to watch. If you do, find a loved one to watch it with you. Taylor is enlisting his wife of 46 years. In the past, the VA has provided outreach around movies like Saving Private Ryan for vets who may be triggered by what they're seeing. But it didn't experience a major increase in calls. This time, the VA is partnering with PBS, preparing to provide counseling to any vet who feels it's their time to start working through their own experiences with the war. I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.